The word came to them as it did to all others in Israel. The king had ordered all to go to the cities of their ancestors to be counted, as a new taxation had been imposed upon them by Caesar Augustus, the emperor of Rome. Mary was clearly in no condition to travel, with the baby due any day now. Joseph could go alone, but what if the baby were to be born while he was gone? She needed to be with Joseph at this difficult time, for they knew just how special was the child who was to be born. Mary reflected back on the many things that had happened to her. She remembered that night when, to her astonishment, a man appeared to her and said his name was Gabriel, and that he had been sent to deliver her a message. He told her that she was to bring forth a son who would be called Jesus, the Son of the Highest. Her having a son, how could that be when she had known no man? The angel told her that the power of the Highest would overshadow her, and she would indeed have a son. The events the angel foretold had come to pass, and now she found herself in an uncomfortable position. She was engaged to a fine man named Joseph, but now she was carrying the child of God. How could she tell Joseph? How could she tell her parents? Why was she, of all women, chosen to become the mother of the Messiah? She confided in her cousin Elizabeth, who was also expecting a special child. They spent many months planning for their unborn babies, but Mary knew that she must now tell Joseph. And what would he say about her obvious condition? Would he be angry, hurt, jealous? Would he break off their engagement? What would she do if she had to raise the baby alone? With courage and love, she told Joseph everything. Joseph was a just man, a strict observer of the law. What Mary had told him seemed unbelievable. But he loved Mary deeply, and he knew she loved him. He would never think of breaking the engagement and turning her away. In his mind was doubt, yet in his heart was a feeling that what she had told him was true. In his confusion, he prayed to his Father in heaven, and an angel appeared to him in a dream and confirmed that all was indeed true.
Transcends forever, let forever begin tonight. shall have the Son of God. I'll be there by your side. Our love transcends forever. Let forever begin to.
So they had become married, and now just when the baby was to be born, they had to leave for Bethlehem. She packed little, for they did not have much, and they did not plan on staying very long. Indeed, Mary was to have a son, who would be named Jesus, the Son of the Highest, who would inherit the throne of David and rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. As her thoughts returned to the present, she watched the children playing. Would her son someday join them in play? What kind of child would he be? Joseph had other things on his mind. This was a hard time for them. He wondered if they would have enough money after paying the taxes to purchase even as much as a dove for sacrifice in the temple. As they were on their way, the bell in the synagogue sounded, ringing through the village as if it were calling all the people to the cities of Judea.
Scenes of the city reflect in her eyes, dreams of the children playing near to her side. The bells in the towers beckon to all to come on to
children of David, come from far and from near, bringing doves and lambs your homage to share. Come unto Bethlehem.
Mary watched the people as they passed, the rich and poor alike traveling down this road. She hopefully watched ahead for the first glimpse of the city of Jerusalem. But each hill they climbed revealed only more road and more hills. The sun was warm as they traveled and the flies swirled around them. She covered her face with a scarf to keep out the dust. Slowly, the donkey moved down the dusty trail. She tired so easily now. At first, it wasn't so bad going, but with 2 days on the trail and 2 more to go, every step the donkey took seemed to bounce the baby harder and harder within her. Sitting sideways on his back wasn't easy, and trying to balance all the weight of the baby in front by leaning further back made her back ache until she had to stop and get off and walk. But as soon as she did, the muscles in her abdomen would begin to contract, and she would have to get back on the donkey, and the baby would move further down. She could go no further today. She must stop and rest. They were nearing Jerusalem now, and with 3 days on the road, it was only 1 more to go, and perhaps they would find a nice guest inn in Bethlehem where she could rest and clean up. She could feel the tightening within her womb that made her uneasy. And camping for the final night under the stars, she knew that the time was very close. She had not envisioned giving birth to her son out here in the open with no shelter. If she could hold on long enough, maybe they could make it to Elizabeth and she could have a nice place to stay. She thought of the star that was to appear at the coming of the Messiah. Where would it appear? Was it out there waiting for her to give birth? Was all this just a dream? Within her, the baby stirred. At least he wasn't a dream. He was for real, and he was getting anxious to be born. As they neared Bethlehem, she wondered if the baby would be born here on the road, among these strangers, and in a town where they too were just strangers.
Stable, I came.
Mary didn't need any prophet to tell her the Messiah was going to be born here. She urged Joseph to hurry. There were just too many people and not enough rooms. Never had a stable looked so good to either of them. Gently lowering Mary down, Joseph made her a bed by spreading a blanket over a pile of straw. Sitting beside her and holding her hand, he felt totally helpless as she grew closer and closer to delivering the baby. To Mary, being able to finally get off the donkey and to lie down was a great relief, but only temporary. Even the small stable with the light shining through the boards looked like a palace to her. She didn't want Joseph to see her have the baby, but she didn't want him to leave either. His strong hand around hers and his gentle caress of her forehead gave her the strength to finish what had started. Like everything else that had happened to her these past few months, the birth of her son seemed somehow a mixture of dream and reality. The pain and agony, mixed with relief and rest, were brought back into focus as she heard the cry of her newborn son as Joseph gently dried him off and placed him in her arms.
Oh,
Looking down at him now, he didn't look much like a king. Tiny and wrinkled, still red from being born, he looked only like a baby. Yet in her heart, she knew who he was, a baby like no other, a baby born to be king over the earth, a baby who would someday become a man who would save his father's children. It was late, and at last all was quiet. To a young mother and her baby, the world was so far away. The life of pain and sorrow he would someday lead were unknown to her. In her eyes, she saw only hope and light and love. She saw a part of her and a part of God. But in those moments, she just held him close to her and tenderly kissed this precious child.
Held him in their arms, kissed the forehead
they loved him so, their precious newborn son.
Looking out from the stable, she saw in the east a star growing brighter and brighter, the star of the Messiah, the star of her baby. Indeed, she did have a son who was called Jesus, the Son of the Highest, who did inherit the throne of David and rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.